But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Orlando Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Orlando Forbes. OrlandoForbes.com is her website. Hi, Orlando.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Lots of travel news stories to cover from the past week, and it's usually about the airlines, and when it's about the airlines, the news isn't usually very good, is it?
Well, they always seem to have something going on, don't they?
They do. So let's start with the on-time record for Air Canada and WestJet. Not very good.
No, they're trending far behind a lot of the other airlines. And for an example, so Air Canada, they said that nearly 28 of their flights, so more than 8,700, landed late in October, placing the company 9th out of 10 airlines on the continent. And this is a report by Avion Data Company, Circam. And so this report also found out that, or shared that, WestJet came in last with nearly 29% of arrivals touching down late, which is defined as more than 15 minutes after a scheduled arrival. So both airlines' on-time percentage is just over 70%, falls far short of North America's average of 80%. So airlines like Delta, United, Alaska, and American all notched up north of 85%. So we're not doing well.
We aren't, and I can't expect it to be getting any better because winter's coming. So you're going to have the usual weather delays and things like that. It's almost like you have to build it into your travel plans now. Expect that you might be an hour or two late.
Right. And that brings up a good point, because if you are connecting, make sure you have enough connecting time to perhaps facilitate a late arrival into that city and then you taking off again.
I usually had a window of 2 hours. I don't think that'll cut it anymore.
No, it's creeping up to 3.
I know, right? And now another story, I find this really odd, that a couple on the East Coast, a spelling error on the name of the ticket versus what's on their passport, and they were denied boarding. So in the case of this story, the headline says 3 missing letters from the man's name cost them a $10,000 trip. And the airlines are being blamed because they didn't fix the ticket. So it was a case of, you know, and then this person's name was Doug versus Douglas. But that being said, the name still has to match.
Absolutely. And it was such a surprise because it happened. They didn't find out till they were actually boarding at the gate. So, and then at that point, it's a scramble and the airlines did not assist with just fixing the ticket. So you are right. The passenger tickets must match the name of the government issued identification, such as a passport, because they were going international. It's a pretty heartbreaking story because now that these travelers are out money because they couldn't travel. And it is so important that, you know, you present the passport details to whoever you're booking with to ensure that it's named correctly, because you might go by your middle name and not even think that your passport shows your formal first name as something different. So it's a shame that the airlines weren't able to accommodate the change with regards to helping these clients out, because now it's just disappointment and bad news all around.
Well, it is a disappointing story, and I feel bad for the couple. But my question is, who was kind of overseeing their ticket? Did they book it on them by themselves? They haven't, like, the way I understand the story is they haven't gone anywhere in a very long time, so they're not used to traveling. But, I mean, that's the fundamental rule of any booking, that the name on the ticket has to match the name on your passport. Like, it's a really simple rule, and rules are rules, and I sympathize with them. But all it takes is for someone to over, like if they booked with a travel agent, what was they doing? Like they dropped the ball on that one, if that's the case.
Well, it says in the article that it was booked with an online booking travel agent. Now, with online, you basically you input what they ask you for, so it should have been flagged in the booking process that it has to match how it is presented on your passport. That's why, as a travel agent, I before we go forth with any booking, I always ask for the picture page of the passport to ensure that it matches, because number one, you have somebody live to talk to, and then they could advocate on your behalf to the various travel suppliers to, hopefully alleviate the situation. But booking online doesn't give you that open communication that we need when challenges occur.
Yeah, well, booking online means you're booking it yourself, basically, right? There's no second set of eyes. It's just a computer. So you're basically booking it yourself. And, again, it's a very sad story. I feel very, very bad for the couple, but let's move on to some good news for the airlines. Prices, airfares going down. That's to be expected, though, because I remember doing an interview with Cheapo Air, the group from Cheapo Air. They actually predicted this back in August. They said prices will go down in the fall because they always do.
Right. And that's a good thing, because prices have all, for the last little bit has just been going up, up, and up. So so as far as new data from Stats Canada, they said that the price of air transportation dropped 19.4% compared to like last month, compared to October 2022. So that figure follows a roughly 21% year-over-year drop in September and 20% decrease in August. So it's after COVID, where it spiked in demand, and it basically the airlines didn't have the capacity to meet the demand, and so that resulted in higher fares. So it's good news for consumers, but there's also lots and lots of competition in the market. So it's naturally going to bring the ticket prices down.
Yes, thank goodness for Lynx and Porter and anybody else I've missed that offers some competition. Let's talk about this in travel insurance story now. Rather disturbing, but I've never heard of this company that denied or had trouble with the travel insurance policy.
Oh, so you really have to research and analyze is if who you think you're booking your travel insurance is really a travel insurance provider, or is it a risk management company, or is it something else that makes you think you're getting covered for all the components of travel insurance that you need? So that's why I really encourage everyone to read the fine print on their potential travel package that they're going to book. Will it cover the benefits to a certain dollar amount that could occur? Because say you get sick in the States and your medical bill is quite high, you have to consider that is what you are purchasing has the right coverage limitations. So travelers were on a cruise ship. There was a massive heart incident that they had to disembark in Cabo, and they were taken to get emergency life-saving surgery. And so they had to fork out X number of dollars, which was quite a big amount, like I think it was over 180,000 US before next steps could go forth. And then they had to, after a brief recovery period, they wanted to come home to Canada. But the travel or the company that they booked their travel through said there were no beds in Canada, so they couldn't facilitate the journey home. So that brings up a red flag, because the insurance company we use and we promote would absolutely find a bed for that patient to come home. They would send a person down to help with the care and the preparation of the journey back. So none of this was occurring, and the client, the bills are still rising because they're still in hospital. So it's a very expensive situation that these clients have incurred, and they don't feel that they're getting help from their provider. So that's another thing that travel professionals really look for. So from day one and dollar one, are you covered if something arises?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one question that I always comes to mind for me when it comes to travel insurance and health insurance is who pays the bill when? Like, is it paid up front? Like it's like automatic, or am I paying it and then I'm getting reimbursed? Because I don't know if it's a serious situation, and in this case it was $100,000. Who has $100,000 they can just plunk down to get out of the hospital, when the insurance company can pay it up front?
Absolutely. Because you're already stressed with the medical, emergency that's happened. You don't want to be, continuing or heightening your anxiety by worrying about paying for it. Because at the end of the day, the main goal is that the person that is affected is taken well care of and hopefully to a path of recovery.
Always lots to chat about in the travel world. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. Onantaforbes.com is her website. We'll do it again next week, Onanta.
You bet. Have a good week.